Welcome back, everyone. I have to say, the way AI is weaving itself into software development has completely reshaped the tech workplace. And honestly, it's creating a whole new reality for developers, especially for new moms stepping back into the office after parental leave. It's a lot to take in, but I think it's really exciting.
I couldn't agree more. But we need to be clear about what's actually happening here. This isn't just a shiny new tool upgrade. It's a complete cultural and professional overhaul. We're looking at a fundamental redefinition of engineering roles, how we measure performance, and the kind of organizational support systems companies actually need to put in place.
Exactly. And if you look at the day-to-day, the most immediate change is just how our daily responsibilities are evolving.
Precisely. Developers are moving away from writing foundational code, managing environments, and debugging syntax. Instead, they're stepping into the role of technical conductors, orchestrating the output rather than writing every single line.
It's incredible to watch. AI assistants are now handling all that boilerplate generation, routine testing, and initial code structuring. It really takes a huge weight off the shoulders.
And that's exactly the point. This shift dramatically reduces operational friction, speeds up feature onboarding, and frees up valuable time for complex architectural design.
Which is such a relief for working parents. Those efficiency gains can genuinely translate into more manageable hours and a real reduction in burnout. It makes coming back to work feel a lot less overwhelming.
But we also have to be realistic. This transformation carries substantial professional and psychological risks that we can't ignore.
Absolutely. Returning developers often face intense disorientation and imposter syndrome. They're already navigating a break from daily coding, and now they're walking into a completely new, AI-augmented workflow. It's emotionally taxing.
And there's a very tangible risk of skill atrophy. As AI takes over those foundational tasks, engineers risk losing the deep, hands-on intuition needed to troubleshoot complex edge cases or understand the underlying architecture when the AI inevitably misses the mark.
So success now really comes down to a dual competency. You have to maintain fluency in traditional programming while simultaneously mastering how to prompt, evaluate, and refine AI-generated code. It's a balancing act, but a beautiful one when it clicks.
It's also completely reshaping how we evaluate performance and leadership.
Finally, the industry is slowly moving away from those flawed metrics like coding velocity and lines of code. Instead, we're prioritizing architectural judgment, cross-functional communication, and the ability to translate business needs into reliable, AI-augmented solutions. It's so much more human.
And that shift actually presents a strategic advantage for experienced female engineers. Strengths in systems thinking, mentorship, and soft skills are becoming incredibly valuable in this new landscape.
Still, thriving in this environment requires proactive adaptation. We're talking about rigorous code review practices, a clear understanding of model limitations, and staying vigilant against AI-introduced security vulnerabilities. You can't just set it and forget it.
Exactly. Navigating this new landscape simply cannot be left to individual developers to figure out on their own.
That's where leadership has to step up. Engineering managers and HR departments need to implement structured support systems to ensure successful reintegration. We need to make this journey feel supported, not solitary.
I agree. Critical organizational strategies have to start with structured AI onboarding. We need to clearly define approved tools, pipeline integration, and safety guardrails from day one.
And we absolutely need flexible reintegration plans. Phased workloads allow developers to rebuild their technical confidence without throwing them straight into high-pressure delivery expectations. It's all about pacing.
Plus, peer mentorship programs are essential. They help normalize the learning curve and create a space to share updated workflow best practices without judgment.
And finally, we need a renewed emphasis on human-centric skills. AI might handle the execution, but humans have to own the strategy, the ethics, user empathy, and the long-term technical vision. That's where the heart of engineering lies.
Ultimately, this AI revolution in tech represents both a significant challenge and a profound opportunity.
I love that perspective. By treating AI as a collaborative force multiplier rather than a threat, developers can reclaim their time, mitigate burnout, and finally focus on the creative, strategic aspects of engineering that machines simply cannot replicate.
Precisely. The future of this industry won't belong to those who write the most code. It will belong to those who expertly guide, evaluate, and humanize the technology that does.
And with intentional skill maintenance, proactive adaptation, and robust organizational support, I truly believe the next generation of female developers is uniquely positioned to not only adapt to this transformed landscape, but to lead it. Thank you for diving into this with me today.